Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Monday, the 2nd of this new month, February 2004. Giant show lined up for you. Headline, possible OKC bombing video shows two explosions. And that's out of WorldNet Daily. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll be joined by one of the local news reporters who's been on the case concerning Oklahoma City since it happened, 8 years ago, 9 years ago now, coming up on the 9th anniversary of the tragic events of April 19th, 1995. Big story, because we already know they have over a dozen surveillance camera tapes. We've talked to the police and others. The LA Times interviewed FBI agents that saw the video, shows two explosions, shows McVeigh with John Doe number two, but the feds grabbed the tape and declared national security. Well, James Traficant, one of his aides, got the video supposedly, and the feds raided him. Now, here's the interesting thing. They admit that Congress has a copy of the tape. They admit the FBI has it, but why are they raiding this guy to get it, to make sure nobody sees it? So, J.D. Cash joining us in about 30 minutes. Then Paul Joseph Watson, who hasn't been on in a couple of weeks, to talk about a bunch of big developments. Then in the third hour, Chris Simcox, the owner of the Tombstone Tumbleweed newspaper in Tombstone, Arizona, who's formed his own Citizens Homeland Security Group. Ranch Rescue has been shot at by foreign troops. Border Patrol has been killed by them. Vehicles have been shot up, I think, 20-something times the last 3 years. This time they caught it all on video up close. We have those photos in the news story posted at InfoWars.com. Foreign troops, dozens of them, firing at them. And then they also caught video of some more of the foreign troops who actually walked over and talked to them. So a lot of this stuff happening and going on, that's in the third hour. That's a big show right there. Quite informative and interesting and, frankly, scary. But there's a lot more coming up in the next 3 hours. I hope you'll stay with us. Ex-congressman's aide has video of explosion. Police raid home for evidence. Nichols attorneys say investigators never saw. Investigators never saw? I've had the news reporters on, the lawyers on. I've got the articles out of Oklahoma City. They admit they have these surveillance camera tapes. Channel 4 there in Oklahoma City interviewed the federal officers who saw the video. Multiple explosions, John Doe number 2, and we have those news clips and news articles in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. So this, again, isn't new news for us, but it's new news for the general public. But how can the local paper and WorldNet Daily not focus in and ask the big question, well, what does it matter if this congressman's aide has this video? Because Congress has it, and so does the FBI. Why did they declare national security? I mean, you'd think if it showed McVeigh alone, I mean, wouldn't that be some good evidence to convict him? But no, they never used that. Because we know what was on the tapes. Multiple explosions, ladies and gentlemen. Multiple explosions, and of course, John Doe number 2. So we'll cover that when we get back. Then we'll get into all the fake terror alerts over the weekend to terrorize you during the Super Bowl. Armed Mexicans crossing the border. U.S. volunteer journalists photograph mysterious foreign troop militia. And again, a bunch of these groups have been shot at. Bush is setting up a new whitewash commission. We don't need an investigation. You said there were weapons of mass destruction. Now you say you never said it. But don't worry, they'll have a nice whitewash commission. That's coming up, too. Just totally jam-packed broadcast. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, again, thank you for joining us. It is Monday. It is the second day of February 2004. Again, thanks for joining us. Coming up in about 25 minutes, J.D. Cash, local news reporter in Oklahoma. This has been picked up by WorldNet Daily and others. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Possible OKC bombing video shows two explosions. Now, again, in the last segment I went over this. We'll detail it more coming up. Then in the second hour, Paul Watson for a global report on a lot of key issues that are developing all over the planet. The upcoming stage capture of bin Laden, the martial law provisions being passed all over the Western world. Then in the third hour, armed Mexicans cross border, U.S. volunteers, journalist, photograph, mysterious militia, even talk to them up close, and these are the same groups that have been shooting at the Border Patrol and shooting and killing federal agents and beating people up and feeding on the illegal aliens that are coming across and shooting, of course, at Ranch Rescue. So we've got Chris Simcox with a local newspaper, the editor there, joining us out of Arizona in the third hour. Look at this headline. Bush to seek intelligence failure probe. Bush yields to pressure for independent weapons of mass destruction inquiry. U.S. officials knew in May Iraq possessed no weapons of mass destruction. These are the different types of headlines I have in front of me. They're calling it an independent commission. I guess like the 9/11 commission, they tried to have Henry Kissinger head. Nobody bought that. So they hired a bunch of former Republican governors and others and people involved in business with the Bushes and the Bakers and Cheney. And it turns out a bunch of people on the commission have been having to secretly testify because, quote, according to the Washington Post, they were involved in 9/11 somehow. It's like whenever the Clintons had Janet Reno appoint Senator John Danforth to investigate Janet Reno, and the whole thing was run by the Justice Department. Their own appointees are called independent investigators. And I use a sarcastic, saying that it's like hiring Heinrich Himmler or Hermann Göring to prosecute Adolf Hitler. But, again, people hear the word independent. That's good enough for them. So if I ever rob a bank or you ever rob a bank, just have your fellow conspirator be the prosecutor. I'm sure the judge will agree to that. And Tony Blair's trying to say that he never said there were weapons of mass destruction, and the Hutton inquiry says he's good. I mean, the Hutton inquiry was set up by Blair, and it's going to be the same tactic here, kind of like the Warren Commission. Oh, we've done absolutely nothing wrong. Bush to seek intelligence failures probe. President Bush will sign an executive order to open an investigation to U.S. intelligence failures in Iraq. His way of quieting mounting election year criticism from Republican and Democrats alike. The investigation will examine Iraq and other intelligence issues dealing with stateless groups such as Al-Qaeda and secretive regimes such as North Korea, a senior White House official said Sunday on condition of anonymity. So their whitewash committee is actually going to be a scaremonger committee about how deadly Al-Qaeda is and how deadly North Korea is. There won't be any discussion of Al-Qaeda being CIA or our own government through Clinton, right through Bush and Rumsfeld, arming North Korea. There's never a discussion of that. It's like the 9/11 Commission has called for more intelligence money. Okay, the government needs more power, and we need a new domestic CIA. So they don't just whitewash, they also cheerlead for more tyranny. Given the broad mandate, the investigators' findings are not likely to be known until after the November presidential election. President Bush's decision comes amid assertions that America's credibility is being undermined. It'll be more undermined. The same people that told us about mobile weapons trucks and mass graves and uranium out of Niger, the same Pentagon that plants fake letters from troops in hundreds of newspapers with false signatures, the same Pentagon that put Saddam in power and told him to attack his neighbors and then pulled the rug out from under him when he did it, the same Pentagon that tells us depleted uranium at 1,900 times safe levels is good, are the ones that are going to be running this. I mean, it's such a joke. By the way, the chief prosecutor for the Marine Corps just quit concerning the fake trials at Guantanamo Bay, saying that these aren't real trials and that he's ashamed. I guess he's a liberal too, right? You're a liberal if you're pro-gun, pro-border, pro-sovereignty, pro-honor. Thought I'd add that too. I mean, this is all a sick joke. And before the Super Bowl, and no, folks, I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I did two radio interviews last night during the Super Bowl. And, of course, there was rioting as the drunken mass of animals, of Romans, went insane when their Patriots won. And I'm sure you enjoyed Janet Jackson with her breast hanging out on purpose to desensitize your children. What do you expect from these degenerates? Now, that apple didn't fall too far from the tree. It fell right next to Michael Jackson, didn't it? While you were all busy doing that, I was fighting for this country, trying to defend the Republic in the final days of this nation and any freedom you ever had. And I'm not saying you're evil if you watched the Super Bowl. I'm just glad I didn't. But during the Super Bowl, before the Super Bowl, there were every time they know you're tuned into the television, on Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving or every holiday, every big event like the Super Bowl. Oh, the terrorists are about to use planes as dirty bombs to drop chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals. Credible threat. Turns out, of course, the threat was a fraud. Until the fateful day that the globalists actually drop the hammer on us and kill a bunch of more of us, then they'll say, see, you better take all our alerts serious. You better accept the national ID card. You better not question us in the future. The threat is real. But every time they know you're tuned into the television, even the mass of people that don't watch the news, who are tuned in on holidays or special events, they always have a terror alert for you to scare you into submission. And at PrisonPlanet.com, we have the mainstream news articles from across the spectrum where they admit the White House for a year and a half has been issuing fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria and fear to scare you into submission. U.S. officials fear dirty bombs on airliners. Intelligence indicates terrorists want to smuggle device and cargo, use biochem weapons. A credible threat cancels flight to Houston. A Continental Airlines flight from Washington, D.C. to Houston was canceled Sunday after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security advised the airline of a credible threat that terrorists might target the flight. Flight 1519, which never departed, was scheduled to leave Dulles Airport at 5:44 p.m. and arrive at Bush International Airport at 8:10 p.m. while the Super Bowl was in progress. However, a Homeland Security official said the threat does not appear to be related to the Super Bowl. And then they go on to admit today that it was, a fluke. They were wrong. France and Germany have gone public and said they were given fake terror alerts during Christmas and the New Year's. The governor of Nevada says that the whole Las Vegas thing was a fraud. They just put out fake alerts to keep you in fear. And during the Super Bowl, you all got images of people being searched and frisked and armored vehicles and some troops and black ski mask police and face scanning cameras selling you that Big Brother equals freedom and security. It's like in the Super Bowl after the first 9/11 event, Andy Rooney got up on 60 Minutes the week before and said, I wish we all had microchips, then I could go to my Super Bowl in safety. We all need microchips. He was serious. You can still have your Super Bowl, he says, if you'll just take a chip. He actually said that. I have it in Road to Tyranny. So I thought that you might find that little tidbit interesting. By the way, Bush to consult David Kay before Iraq probe. David Kay, the big warmonger who said he was sure Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. I said, why is David Kay now coming out against Bush? Well, you watch. He'll be consulted, and then he'll come forward and say, oh, Bush was right. We just got bad info. He didn't mean it. And they'll say, oh, even David Kay, who spoke out, is now for Bush. It's like saying Colin Powell's against the war in Iraq. He's a dub. We all need to listen to Colin Powell. And then 2 weeks before the invasion, he goes before the UN, reads the fake weapons dossier, and the war's good. We need to do it. And folks go, oh, look, he was the holdout. He's even for it now. This is theater, folks. Associated Press, President Bush said Monday he will consult with former Chief Weapons Inspector David Kay before ordering an investigation into intelligence failures in Iraq, trying to quiet mounting election year criticism from Republicans and Democrats. Bush said he will name independent bipartisan inquiry into faulty intelligence in Iraq and grabs in other areas such as secretive regimes like Iran, North Korea, and stateless groups such as terrorists. See, and it'll just turn into a big fear-mongering session of, oh, all these groups are threats and we didn't lie to you and we're just trying to keep you safe. By the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger says, you know what, I'm going back on my promise. We are going to give driver's license to all the illegals. He said that Saturday. Yes, he wants to pass more gun control. That's your good conservative leader. Bush unveils the biggest budget ever, $2.4 trillion of discretionary spending. There's hundreds of billions of other spending there as well, and hundreds of billions more still with state unfunded federal mandates to the states. We'll get into that. Sisters may have gotten bird flu from brother. That's starting to spread, getting pretty serious. So we'll go over that. Pilots question threat to flights, say they think it's staged. And so that's some of what's coming up as well. You do not want to miss this show. Coming up, we're going to get into Oklahoma City and the feds suppressing the video of multiple bombs going off and declaring national security on that video that also shows McVeigh with John Doe number 2. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, you're so funny.
They go curtains. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
In this Associated Press article that I have with Arnold Schwarzenegger, promising the Democrats that he will pass a bill giving driver's license, hence legalizing all illegals in the state. And they admit that in major exit polls, 70% of Californians, including the majority of Hispanics, are against doing this. Well, then why does Arnold Schwarzenegger want to do it? Because the elites of this country, whether it's George Bush or Albert Gore or John F. Kerry want open borders to drive down the wages, to balkanize the country, to bring in a mass of people that will pull the levers for big government. It's just that simple. I mean, you think 25 million illegals, it's not 8 million, it's not 14 million, it's 25 million conservatively. If you think that's a lot of illegals, oh, they haven't even gotten started yet. And Arnold Schwarzenegger said early on he was going to give illegals driver's license in his statements. And then he shifted gears and said, no, I'm not going to do that. This isn't a good bill. I'm for another bill. And the neocons on air said, see, he's against the open borders and giving them driver's license. Well, no, if you looked at what Arnold said carefully, he said, I'm against this current bill. I want another bill. And that's what he did. And that's what he's doing now. And California has only got a few years to reverse this, and then there's no chance of going back. And so they put a nice neocon in power to get the job done. And it's a great illustration of the fact that the elite doesn't care what the people want or what's constitutional or what's good for the people of this nation. They care about what's good for the elite to break down this nation. In national polls, 80-plus percent of the American people are against these open borders. But Bush is for open borders. Why is that? Because the corporations want the cheap labor, but it's more than that. Their own policy reports say it's about balkanizing the country and driving down the wages, because if you're all living at a subsistence level, you're going to go along with the tyranny. But if you're in the middle class, you're going to want your children to grow up in a free country. It's just that simple. And these third world populations have no history of standing up against corruption and tyranny, and so they're a perfect population to live in the new slave grid. All right, let me shift gears now into the Oklahoma City development. Then we'll go to our guest and then into the calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Possible OKC bombing video shows two explosions. The Fairfax County, Virginia home of John Cumberston, once a member of former U.S. Representative James Traficant scandal plagued the congressional office, was raided Friday afternoon by Oklahoma City police detectives searching for evidence related to the 95 Oklahoma City bombing. Now, wait a minute, searching for evidence, that would mean you didn't already have it. And they go on to admit that Congress has a copy of this and that the government declared national security on it and won't release it. That's the news story. Why are you raiding a congressman's aide's house? Because they may have this. And why is the news focusing in on that? The story is that they admit they declared national security on these surveillance cameras. The FBI that saw it told the L.A. Times and Channel 4 in Oklahoma City that it showed two men getting out of the Ryder truck, that it showed multiple explosions, and that's in my film, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. That's about 5 minutes of that two-and-a-half-hour video. We spend about 35 minutes on Oklahoma City, and that's a film in and of itself, the most dynamic, most well-documented. But we'll talk to J.D. Cash, local news reporter that reported on this. It's now been picked up nationally. A copy of the search warrant obtained by the McCurtain Daily Gazette described the evidence sought by detectives as including any and all computer equipment, letters, correspondence, electronic mail, and image files. The raid follows a January 27th closed-door meeting attended by prosecutors and defense attorneys involved in the Terry Nichols murder trial set to begin 1 month from now in Oklahoma. So all the feds in the state are doing is grabbing up any evidence showing John Doe number two. The Nichols defense team wants the video. And again, the feds didn't use this in the McVeigh trial. No, nobody can show the video of what happened. Why is that? Well, we know what was on that video. Again, hidden right out in plain view. We'll talk to J.D. Cash that broke this story when we get back. We'll get to more of your calls. Then we've got Paul Joseph Watson. And then we've got the folks coming on who've got video of the foreign troops.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, simulcasting on Global Shortwave at 12.172 and 9320 during the day, and back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're about to go to our guest, J.D. Cash, a local news reporter who's been on the Oklahoma City bombing since day one, with this new report that's been picked up by the national press. Before we do that, my friends, I have made 10 documentary films. And the newest film is Matrix of Evil Exposed, with Congressman Ron Paul talking about how globalists run Washington, who the neocons are, the depression they're engineering, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney exposing 9/11, UN-run white slavery rings that are mainstream news, Colonel Craig Roberts getting into the police state and the New World Order, Frank Morales, a police state expert, myself, a video of us getting the Patriot Act thrown out in Austin, Texas, where I confront the deputy U.S. attorney. It's a great new 2-hour-plus video, $25.95. But if you order 3 or more of any of my 10 films, they drop down to $20 a piece. Order any of the 10 videos, they drop down to $20 a piece. There's also my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, that's over 200 pages long, gets into Oklahoma City, 9/11, the first World Trade Center bombing, and who was really behind that, Paul Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos, that I published. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get these videos. Make copies of them. Get them on Access TV. Get them out to opinion makers everywhere in your area. Here's the toll-free number to order the films, the books, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers. And remember, your purchase also makes this show possible. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, let me just read a few paragraphs out of WorldNet Daily, then we'll go to the reporter who wrote this article, J.D. Cash. Possible OKC bombing video shows two explosions. That's the headline. The Fairfax County, Virginia home of John Culbertson, I'm pronouncing that right, once a member of former U.S. Representative James Traficant's scandal-plagued congressional office, was raided Friday afternoon by Oklahoma City police detectives searching for evidence related to the 95 Oklahoma City bombing. A copy of the search warrant obtained by the McCurtain Daily Gazette described the evidence sought by detectives as including any and all computer equipment, letters, correspondence, electronic mail, and image files. The raid follows a January 27th closed-door meeting attended by prosecutors and defense attorneys involved in the Terry Nichols murder trial set to begin 1 month from now in Oklahoma. During the meeting, it was brought to the attention of prosecutors that Culbertson could have critical evidence concerning the bombing, evidence that has not come to the attention of state or federal prosecutors. According to the affidavit filed with the search warrant, Nichols' defense attorneys filed a motion under seal with the court and further advised prosecutors Culbertson may have possession of a video and or still photographs of a Ryder truck parked in front of the Alfred P. Murrah building, the explosion, and during the explosion. And it goes on here with a witness. Mills said he had gone to Washington, D.C. years ago to meet with Culbertson and actually viewed the video on August 26, 98. Mills specifically told police detectives he saw a portion of the video and possibly three still pictures that were stored on Culbertson's laptop computer. In an affidavit obtained by the newspaper, Detective Easley said Mills told him the images had been shown and included the Murrah building in pristine condition. Mills then said that Mr. Culbertson pushed a button and a second photograph came up with a small glow at the bottom of the building. Mr. Culbertson pushed another button and still another frame appeared of a ball of fire rising from the building and the building fell. Mr. Mills asked where the video and pictures came from, and Mr. Culbertson said it came from an ATF agent. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Joining us to talk about this story is J.D. Cash, who's written a lot of news stories and been involved in some of the investigations from day one in Oklahoma City. Thanks for joining us, J.D.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex.
Give folks some background concerning these videos.
Well, this is really a remarkable story, because what we have here is a gentleman that I've known for a number of years, John Culbertson. He has worked in the past for James Traficant's office, who was, of course, run out of office by the FBI a number of years ago and sent to prison for, you know, whatever. But Mr. Traficant was always very interested in Oklahoma City, which a lot of people feel was one of the reasons why the FBI wanted to indict him and see that he was put away. And one of the men that worked on his staff, his name was John Culbertson, and John claimed and has for a number of years to have claimed that there was a video that was made by federal agents involved in the sting operation, a surveillance tape that was where they actually filmed the Ryder truck arriving and then blowing up. And of course, this would be the most powerful piece of evidence that we would ever want to find on Earth if we could get our hands on this. And in the past, excuse me, Culbertson has been offered money from the different networks for this, but it's never been produced. Well, now I understand that he has shown at least some still photographs, three at least, to this Mr. Mills in Dallas. And this came to the attention of the Nichols defense people, who approached the state of Oklahoma prosecutors in an in-camera, closed-door meeting with Judge Taylor last week, and brought this to their attention and said, well, you know, we've talked to Mr. Culberson. He's not cooperating with us. But if he does have something like this, this is a huge piece of evidence that we deserve to have our hands on. And so a police detective by the name of Easley left the very next day or that day and went to Dallas. He interviewed Mr. Mills. He was impressed with his credibility. I understand that Mr. Mills is a very credible attorney. And they then went to Easley contacted Mr. Culbertson in Virginia, and Mr. Culbertson was vague about whether or not he still had this evidence. He apparently was not keen on turning it over if he did have it. And so the next thing he knew was Friday in the late afternoon, here came at least one Oklahoma City police detective in conjunction with local authorities. They had a warrant, and they left with just about everything in that house that might hold a key to where this evidence is or contain it.
Now, J.D. Cash, I've interviewed some of the police and lawyers and people involved in the case here on the show, and I've got the, you know, the different news articles covering it. There were also the different surveillance camera tapes around the Murrah building. Right now, you're talking about videos supposedly from a sting operation. That meshes with what firefighters and police said about the BATF in their bomb gear right after the explosion, and they say, well, why weren't you in the building? And they say, well, we got tipped not to come in
right
to work today. I mean, how does and then we have
and
the
we
government
broke those stories.
And then we have the government saying, well, we're not going to release the surveillance camera tapes from the church and the YMCA or the federal surveillance camera tape declaring national security. I've had the lawyers on. That case ended in what, 2002, with the video not being released. The feds could end all this speculation instantly by releasing that video.
If they have it. If they have it. This particular, these photographs and video, surveillance film, supposedly emanates, the camera is pointing from the YMCA. What's interesting is I have today spoken with a person who I've known for years who said, I saw those still pictures. So Mr. Culbertson has indeed shown some still pictures that are very interesting to different people.
Now, these are video stills or still pictures?
These are video stills. That's my understanding.
But you'd obviously have to still video to watch the explosion take place.
That's correct. There has to be a video someplace for them to have made these stills. And supposedly, the first picture is of a pristine building, no truck. Then the next picture, there is a truck. And there is a glow at the bottom. I guess it's supposedly going off. And then the next picture is carnage. Now, that's how that was described to me. Now, Alex, you and I both know that with digital, the digital stuff, the software in these computers now, anything is possible. People can create this stuff. And so I always have to, you know, warn people that this, I have not seen these pictures. So I don't know that these aren't phony. I don't know that.
Well, also in the report, and
you have to wonder why this stuff wasn't sold to a network.
Absolutely, but also, J.D., we have other news reports, and it's mentioned in your report about Congress seeing some of these videos.
Okay, now here's where the confusion is over that issue. Let me clear this up a little bit. Mr. Culbertson testified about 4 years ago in front of a subcommittee on the Justice of the House side that he believed that there was this surveillance video out there someplace, and that he had interviewed a member of the Federal Police Force who agreed to go on camera in Jane Traficant's office and talk about seeing this film, the surveillance film, from start to finish during a seminar with other federal agents attending. And this guy swore that he had actually seen this. And so Mr. Culbertson was trying to impress on the department, on this House committee, which I guess had some dealings with the, you know, oversight over the Department of Justice, that they should really go over there and throw a fit and demand to see this film. Now, Mr. Nadler grilled Mr. Culbertson about, do you have this film yourself? And he said, no. He said, all I have is an interview with this police officer, or federal agent, who talks about the film. So back in the year of 2000, that was the status of it then. So here
okay,
again.
Okay, well, JD, going back to the surveillance cameras we know were there, according to the LA Times, they talked to federal officers who saw the tape, who saw McVeigh, another person, and then you say, well, we don't know if the feds have that tape. We know they went to court and blocked those tapes being released.
Well, here's what I do. I can tell you that I know about. I know that Stephen Jones, who represented Mr. McVeigh, had an enormous amount of films turned over to him. And I brought to his attention one day that there was a camera on the Journal Record building that might have what we were all looking for. As it turned out, that camera was not pointed directly across the parking lot at the Mirror building, but was actually pointed at a staircase, an exterior staircase to catch anybody who might decide to burglarize the place. In the process, you got a corner of the building, and it actually does show a portion of the explosion. I don't think, I've been told from several people who have worked on that case, that they never did have a videotape that showed a Ryder truck pulling up.
Well, why?
With the exception of the one that we do know that was entered into court. Now, there was the one where you cannot tell if there's anyone inside the Ryder truck when it was parked across the street from the apartment project about a block from the Mirror building.
JD,
yes.
We have, in 2002, the federal case, we have the feds trying to block the release of a bunch of video.
Well, see, we're a part of this FOIA action. We have been blocked from having any thing that the government has on the Oakbaum case until the Nichols trial is over.
Yeah, but, I mean, we have federal officers telling the L.A. Times and others that they saw these videotapes and that it showed McVeigh and this other person, or someone who looked like McVeigh and this other person, and then the feds say we're not going to release that videotape. I mean, that's pretty damning right there.
Well, I haven't read that article. I have not read anything.
Yeah, I have a copy of it on the website. It's in the Los Angeles Times.
How long after the bombing is that?
Well, that was in 1996.
Okay, because in 1990, at some point in 95 or 96, the local AP office ran a story like that, and then they retracted it the next day when the Department of Justice said, no, there isn't. There's no such evidence, no such tape. So, you know, that's where...
Yeah, but the feds went to court and blocked these tapes being released.
Okay, now... They have gone to court and blocked the release of everything to do with Oakbaum. That's true, but it's everything.
Well,
we are standing in line. I think we're second in line. This newspaper, I believe, is second in line for a whole host of things where we've identified these things that we hope exist, but we can't prove that they exist.
Well, JD, I mean, I have to tell you that. I don't believe anything that comes out of Bill Clinton's Justice Department.
Well, no, there's no reason to believe.
And you talk about faking videos. 9 years later, 8 years later, they could release videos showing the Easter Bunny detonating the bomb now because, I mean, this is old technology to be able to falsify videos.
Well, what we're hoping for is this on this story that we ran a week ago where Peter Langan, who's serving life plus 30, he was one of the leaders of the Aryan Republican Army that robbed 22 banks in 7 states, was apprehended a few months after the bombing. He is going to appear as a witness for the Nichols defense, and he's going to name names, and he's going to provide the corroborating evidence as to who blew up the federal building. And if
that's the case, why did Bill Clinton let the German, who was one of the head people there, leave the country?
What if he was an informant?
But again, why would the Justice Department cover that up?
I have a memo from the director of the FBI where he is commenting on where Strassmeyer is on a specific day and telling seven different offices that Strassmeyer is going to be leaving the country shortly through Mexico. And we published that story. I think it's on our website. Morris Dees had an informant inside of Elohim City at the time. And so I assume that Andreas Strassmeyer is a cooperating informant with the FBI or the CIA. And I don't know who Morris Dees' informant is. It could be Mr. Strassmeyer. Heck, it could be Mr. Strassmeyer's friend, David Holloway. We know that Dave Holloway, who worked for Kirk Lyons, has in the past helped the FBI on cases. So we know that certainly the FBI was happy to see Mr. Strassmeyer leave the country. So, you know,
if you're saying that, we'll talk about it when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. I know we've got a lot of callers that want to get involved on air. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking to J.D. Cash, local news reporter, who's been involved in the Oklahoma City investigation since day one. He writes for the McCurtain Daily Gazette. And the story he's written has been picked up by WorldNet Daily and others. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let me just say right up front that I have studied Oklahoma City. I have interviewed hundreds of people involved in it. And one thing is clear. The feds had total prior knowledge and, from the evidence, allowed this to take place. Now, J.D. Cash, I know you're a journalist, so you don't like to give us your view on it. But
I'm happy to give you my view. That's what do that regularly.
Okay, well, did the feds have prior knowledge of Oklahoma
City? Absolutely. They didn't. Let us hope, Alex, let us hope that the worst this thing is that this conspiracy was infiltrated. They were waiting on these guys, and let us hope that they tried to stop it.
Okay, well, I was running over you there. You said absolutely they had prior knowledge.
Absolutely. Why else would you have a member of the FBI counterterrorism group, one of the best known agents in the country, Danny Colson, checking into a motel room 8 hours and 42 minutes before the bomb goes off in Oklahoma City?
And then telling Time and Newsweek of how he rushed in his car the day of the event to get there, and now it's admitted with hotel receipts and witnesses and others that he was there that night. Why would he lie like that?
There you go. Because there's no logical explanation for him to be there unless it was part of he was there as part of this investigation.
Well, J.D., let me stop you right there. And again, we're honored to have you. We're going to go to some calls and let you get into more detail coming up here, if you can stay with us another 30 minutes or so. But looking at this, looking at the whole Oklahoma City story and what happened, and the police state that we saw grow out of it, and then a bigger event on September
11th. Oh, boy, they benefited big time.
Yeah, they
took advantage of this. No matter what the deal was that morning, they took advantage of this since.
Well, going back to the same thing with the first World Trade Center attack, New York Times, Chicago Tribune, I have that in my film, they admit that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, did it all, and then allowed it to take place. Go ahead.
Well, there's a great New York Times story from that same event where the informant tape recorded his handler. And he asked his handler, he said, you know, my job is going to be to round up fertilizer. Why don't we go ahead and purchase the non-explosive type of fertilizer? And the handler said, this is an FBI agent. It's taped. He said, no, they might catch on and then would, you know, blow the whole operation. So there you go. See, that one was wired. Now, before I forget, I want to mention, people can go to our website at McCurtain.com. And if they'll scroll down, they'll see that we have recently put up some other stories, such as this Morris Dees story, which I think is the most important one. It's the Langen story, of course, is awesome, but this thing with Morris Dees having an informant in the middle of this deal, I find to be one of the most remarkable parts of this. And then, of course, the FBI director is fully cognizant of the location of Strassmeyer, that he's planning to leave the country. So this is just this is an awesome find.
Because that ties the Southern Poverty Law Center in, who certainly got bigger and more powerful after the event as well.
They sold a lot of books. They've raised a lot of money trying to tell people about these groups and how dangerous they are. Well, we need to know who this informant is. Now, when I confronted Morris Dees with this one-on-one, he was stunned that I had this memo. Unfortunately, my memo has the name of the informant redacted. And so, there you go.
All right, J.D. Cash, can you stay with us some more?
Sure.
Okay, we'll come back in the second hour for another 30 minutes with J.D. Cash, your calls. Then we will get to our next guest, Paul Watson.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.